Be vegan. Make peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
番組は多言語放送です。放送予定は suprememastertv.com/schedule。
So is it nice that you are a practitioner? Yes, you can always see your parents even when they pass away, and even can continue helping them to elevate spiritually. So that's the most filial deed you can do for your parents.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with the subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Ogenki desu ka means how are you in Japanese, the national language of Japan. My name is Kato. The helpful Japanese people are excited to share knowledge of their technology and their culture with you, intelligent friends. This island country of Japan has four distinct seasons of spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Since ancient times, the Japanese people have loved natural beauty. Their close contact with scenes of the changing seasons includes the nation's cherry blossoms, beheld with renewed awe each spring. Along with an appreciation of their beauty is a reminder to cherish the preciousness of life itself. Gratitude for nature's grace, humility toward the awesomeness of the natural world, and faith in everything that comes from the universe helps to define the Japanese people. This outlook is reflected in the country's famous gardens, which have been called living Japanese paintings. Carefully cultivated spaces like the Kenrokuen and the Adachi Museum Gardens exude an unparalleled peace and oneness with nature. Equally admirable is the spirit of excellence and pursuit of perfection in every aspect of Japanese life. Such standards have made the island nation a world leader in technological innovation, with 28 Nobel Prize laureates awarded since 1949. Japanese life is also imbued with noble principles of spirituality, as seen in historic leaders such as the venerated master Dogen Zenji, founder of the Soto School of Zen, and the monks who practice in thousands of Buddhist temples today. It was a pleasure to present some of the colorful traditions of Japan to you, vivacious viewers. We wish you to stay diligent and determined in your daily meditation. Thank you. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Wuxi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. All initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, our efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Wednesday, March 10, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Xiang Tuo, Part 11 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 10th, 2021.
So he said to the boy, "Hey, you know, can you listen? I want to ask you some questions. What kind of mountain has no stones? In what kind of water there are no fish? What kind of door will not close? And then what kind of carriage has no wheels? And what kind of ox will not bear a calf? What kind of horse will not give foal? What kind of fire gives no smoke? What kind of man that has no wife? What kind of woman that has no husband? What kind of day is short? What kind of day is longer? What kind of tree has no branches and leaves? Oh, what kind of citadel has no officials in it? And what kind of person has no personal name? Whoa, can you answer all that for me?" I can, because I read it. All right, okay. So the little boy was very composed and peaceful. Answer him after thinking a little bit only. He said, "Sir, a clay mountain has no stones." "Yes, because some mountains just earth, it's no stone." So he say, "Oh, a clay mountain has no stones. The water in the well will have no fish swimming in it." It's also water, right? The well water has no fish in it. "Any door that has no panel cannot close." He asked, "What kind of carriage has no wheels?" So the boy said, "The carriage that's carried by people we call it palanquin, of course, has no wheels. Wow. The ox statue that's made by earth will not give a calf. The wooden horse will not give a foal. The deities, the male deities, because mostly people think deities are male, you know? So male deities don't have wives. Female fairies don't have husbands. Wow, that's a lot to think, huh? I wouldn't be able to answer that. Winter days are short. Summer days are long. The dead tree will not have any branches or leaves. They still call it a tree, right? Correct?
Yes.
See, it's not wrong, huh? The deserted citadel will not have any officials in it. The baby just born doesn't have any name. Wow, it's all correct, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Hang Tak, just giving one row of answers like that, without pausing in between even. And then he continued, "Now it's my turn, sir." May I ask you some questions also? Of course. What do you think Confucius answered?
Yes.
He cannot say no, right? He cannot say no to the kid who he has asked so many questions and in front of all of his disciples. So I guess that he say yes. He did not say yes yet. The boy continued asking immediately. He worried that if Confucius say no, then he has no chance, I guess. Such a clever boy. He must have been born like a genius.
Yes.
It's not like often we have such genius or intelligent human beings on our planet. It's just rare.
Yes.
Nowadays, we also have some young boys who went to college and all that, right? Went to university because he's super intelligent for high school, for example. And many geniuses, at young age, they play already piano or other instruments or having some other scientific theory and stuff like that, So it's not often, but it did exist. Like the Buddha, the legend has it that when he was born, he already walked 7 steps. And each step he walked, there was a lotus that protected his feet already. Maybe that's why his mother dies so quickly. She must be too shocked. His mother passed away after birth. Can't remember how long, but maybe he's too shocked. But in the old time, we didn't have a lot of good medicine for after birth problems, So she was maybe one of those unfortunate. Or maybe she had done her job, her duty for this world, and then she was born in heaven immediately, Afterward, the Buddha went to that heaven to pay respect to his mother and also give her some spiritual guidance and lectures. So is it nice that you are a practitioner? Yes, you can always see your parents even when they pass away and even can continue helping them to elevate spiritually. So that's the most filial deed you can do for your parents. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
So this is a different kind of filiality. Yes. And to take care of your parents when they are alive is also filial. But to help their soul and to liberate them after they pass away, that's even more filial. Yes, like in many Buddhist stories that we have heard. Yes, that even can rescue the mother from hell. Yeah, even from the non-stop hell. Like Maudalayana, or like Kristikapa Bodhisattva when he was still a human being. Yeah, remember? Etc.
Yes.
What else now? Okay, so he asked immediately. The boy say, "Now it's my turn, sir. May I ask you questions?" And then he say, "How come the geese and the ducks, they float on top of water, Why do the flamingo make such a noise? Their voice is so loud like that. And the pine trees and such similar, they are all green, all four seasons. How come? Even in winter, yeah, they're also green. You know, right? The pine trees and similar trees, yeah, they are green all year round, even in winter. Many other trees, they lose their leaves in autumn and maybe look like dead and dry in winter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so how come this kind of tree is still green? So Confucius answered him, the geese and the ducks, they are floating because they have webbed their feet, yeah? And also use that like a paddle. The flamingo's voice is very loud because they have very long necks. Oh, Confucius is going to have problem. I don't remember what the boy would tell him, but I think he would have a problem. Yeah, because the tigers, they don't have long neck, they're loud, very loud, right? Lion and all that, and so on. And even giraffe has a longer neck even, he doesn't make loud noises like that. The giraffes don't, right? Okay.
No.
Well, I have never met them, but I guess they don't. They're not famous for loud noises. Too busy, you know, touching the tree, you know, reaching the high branch to eat. Okay, and the pine family kind of trees, similar trees, are green all year round, even in winter, because their trunks are very solid and strong and hard inside. Oh, Hang Tak loudly, loudly proclaim and laugh. He say, oh, sir, that's not true. I knew it, even though I forgot. I knew it, because it's so simple, right? Many animals have long necks. They don't make a lot of noise.
Yes.
Even the swans that I knew, they call it moot. They moot, you know? They just make very little noise. Their necks are very long also. You know, right?
Yes.
You know, from my book called The Noble Wise, yeah, I talk about the swans. You can see how long their necks are, just similar to that flamingo, or, yeah, that he said. Mm. So, he said, sir, this is not true, it's not correct. The turtle, he floats on top of the water, not because they have this kind of webbed feet. Oh, wow. The type of frog, their voice is very, very loud, but they don't have any neck even. Almost no neck. Huh? They don't have long neck. And the bamboos, they're also green all seasons. But their inside is hollow. Is it true?
Yes.
The bamboo doesn't have any solid and strong trunk. They're empty inside.
Yes.
Wow. Confucius, I'm so sorry. Really, I'm sorry. I always tell my disciples, I don't know when I don't know. I ask them everything from A to Z about computers. Hmm. And I even ask them often also, how about this? I cannot do this, I cannot do that. And they will give me advice. Yeah, and I always thank them. Humbly, yes.
Delightful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Story of Master Confucius and Xiang Tuo, Part 11 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C., Climate Change Conference, Part 3 of 17, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your loving vibrations spread joy and love to everyone you meet.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.